The Lord be with you.
And with
your A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out who he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, the son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he had said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feast, or give something to the poor." So Judas took the morsel and left at once. It was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow me later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning to everybody. We got quite a crowd here, so that's always good to see. One of the things that St. John makes a big effort to kind of emphasize in his gospel is that everything that is going on, Jesus is always totally in control. Okay? And you see this happening right here in today's gospel. Now, Jesus is here at the Last Supper. This is going to be his last moment together with all of his disciples. This is actually the moment when he's about to institute the Eucharist. This was actually the world's first Mass that we're talking about in tonight's Gospel. Today's Gospel. Feels like a nighttime because the Gospel's about a nighttime meal, so it's dinner time. And in the middle of everything that's going on around him, Jesus is always, he always knows what's going on. He always is in control, and he always just freely kind of manages things. So Jesus is at dinner with his disciples, and he's pouring out his heart to his disciples. And right there in the middle of all of this, he has one of the 12 disciples, one of the apostles, who is going to betray him. And he's not just going to betray him by saying something mean to him on Facebook or something. You know, I guess you guys don't do Facebook. I'm sorry, that's old people. Or your parents. he's not just saying something mean on social media, whatever particular form of social media you like these days. I don't even know anymore. Judas is going to betray Jesus, to hand him over to be killed. He's sitting there right next to him, pretending he's his friend. And in the meantime, Judas is going to hand Jesus over to be killed so that Judas can get 30 pieces of silver. So imagine this betrayal. You've been following this man for 3 years. You have witnessed miracles, things that only God can do. He has cured, even within less than a week before this moment, Jesus had cured a blind man in Jericho, which was about 25 miles away. They walked kind of through the desert. He came to another place. He rose somebody from the dead. The person, his friend, was dead for 3 days. And he raised him from the dead. Judas was there for all of this. Jesus had performed miracle after miracle after miracle right in front of him. And Judas nonetheless got it into his heart to betray Jesus and to betray him so badly that he knew he was going to be killed. And he has the duplicity to be there sitting right next to Jesus pretending nothing is going on. And the amazing thing about Jesus is he knows it. Jesus actually tells Judas several times, you know, watch out. I know what's going on. So in this moment, Jesus is there at the Last Supper. And in front of everybody, he says, one of you is going to betray me. He could have just said, hey, guess what, everyone? Imagine if he would have just told Peter and James and John, see this guy over here? He thinks he's going to kill me. Why don't you take him out and take care of him? Problem would have been solved. Peter would have, with no problem, picked up a sword and killed Judas if he thought that Judas was going to do what he was about to do. He would have had no problem doing it. Jesus had all of the authority, and he knew. He says, one of you is going to betray me. The disciple who's really close to him, St. John, who is his particularly close friend, asks him, who is it? And Jesus gives kind of a little secret sign that only John would understand. Nobody else gets it. You know, he gives a sign so that John would know it's this guy. But even John didn't know, you know, there's a big difference between saying somebody's going to betray me. Well, that could mean a lot of things, right? He might tell my secrets. It doesn't mean he's going to try to have me killed, right? Certainly he's not going to hand me over to be tortured to death. That's quite a betrayal. So even John, I'm sure, probably thought it was something small scale. And after that, it says, when Judas takes the morsel from Jesus, it says, Satan entered him. Satan entered him. I know of a priest exorcist says, I think in that moment, it's like he became possessed because he opened himself up to the devil. He actually became possessed, okay? So bad things are going on inside the heart of Judas. And Jesus still gives him the freedom. He just simply says, what you're about to do, do quickly. After that, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he says, you know, where I'm going, you can't follow. St. Peter says, Lord, I will lay down my life for you. I will lay down my life for you. How can you say where I'm going, you can't follow? And Peter's like saying, I've got this. And Jesus looks right at him and says, look, Peter, you're my friend. But tonight, this very night, you're going to deny me 3 times. And Peter was like, Peter didn't believe him. He's like, you don't know me. So what the point is this, Jesus knew everything that was going on, and he allowed it to happen because he wanted to do the Father's will. Now, how does that apply to you and me? Well, you know what? Sorry to say, every single person in this chapel sometimes commit sins. We all sometimes do things. We all sometimes, in big things or little things, betray Jesus. Every time we do commit a sin, it's a betrayal of Jesus. It might be a small thing. It might just be, you know, your mom saying, who took the last chocolate chip cookie? And like, I don't know. You know, it doesn't have to be a gigantic thing. But every time we commit a sin, we're doing it against Jesus. Jesus knows. He knows that you're going to do it in advance. He knows that you already did it. He knows everything. But how does he look at you? He looks at you the same way he looked at St. Peter and Judas. He gives you the freedom to do it, and he always shows love. It's like he's always inviting you, okay, you messed up, but come back to me. I am here for you. And I think this is one of the great messages about Holy Week. Holy Week shows all the worst things that could possibly happen to Jesus and his friends abandoning him and everything going wrong. And even in the middle of all that, Jesus is still saying, don't worry, I'm in charge. And whenever you are ready, you can come back to me. So A great way to do that, by the way, is going to confession. I don't know if you guys have school on Friday, but if you guys don't have school Friday, parents, Good Friday is a great day to go to confession. Just saying, for Holy Saturday, it's hard to get a priest on Holy Saturday, but Good Friday is a great day to go to confession. Or even Holy Thursday, I don't know what your parishes and stuff offer out there, but it's a great time to go to confession. And because every time we go to confession, Jesus is going to be there just like he was in the Last Supper, saying, look, I already know your sins, and I already know the sins you're going to commit, but I always want to forgive you as long as you are willing to come to me. So let's keep that in mind as we live the remainder of our Holy Week. And, you know, if we have confidence in Jesus, then even if we mess up, he will always be there for us. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.